Hello and welcome to Law & Order S Review here on Fanversation. I am Yael Teagle. That's Taylor Gates. She's in the same
room. We're actual people who can actually be in the same room sometimes.
Oh my goodness. First and foremost, I hope everyone can hear us. Secondly, I hope the stream is going. Like, I hope it's going.
It is. I see it in the corner there.
It says it's going, but I know our internet's probably shitty, so we'll keep it as fast as we can.
Yeah.
There's also all sorts of noises happening. If you haven't noticed.
This is the price of us being in the same room together. And sorry, but that's the way the cookie's crumbling today.
Yeah, we are in a hotel room together. So that's what we're dealing with.
That sounds a certain kind of way. Anyway.
If this is your first time enjoying the Law & Order S Review podcast, consider this your content warning. I'm going to start there because we're already a mess.
Unhinged.
Yes. Yeah. This show deals with serious issues. This episode, too brutal, but we're going to make inappropriate and offensive jokes. So consider yourself prepared for that. Also, we're doing this in a new setup today. Mm-hmm. So if we forget a segment or fuck it up, you've been warned.
Get over it.
Damn. Okay. All I can think is we have like neighbors in other hotel rooms.
It's fine. We're gonna get a free podcast. They don't have to click to tune in.
They're gonna hear some weird shit. What else did I want to say? Oh, if you need help, if you were assaulted or need to talk to somebody, please reach out to Rain. Their number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. I remember the number off the top of my head. Very proud. It took a long time. I read it every time. Taylor, what does
Thank
it spell?
You. Are you gonna
I was going to remember.
It spells hope, everybody. I hope you know that by now, too. But if you don't, it spells hope.
Amazing. The squares have become rectangles. Ah, I see us. Took me a second. Thank you for the comments. We have live chat here with us. Alexa and Deanna are here. I know this is very much not our usual time or day. So thank you for being here live. We are talking season 25, episode 8, Third Man Syndrome.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Before we jump in, Taylor.
Yeah.
I know you hated this episode.
I did. This felt like so boring, which is like you have to work hard for like a hate crime to bore me. That sounds really mean, but it was not the it was the writing, because I feel like it was one of those episodes where we go and we tell someone the same story we've just told someone else, which is like, we know, we the audience actually saw that. And so I don't need to hear you tell him and then tell her and then tell, like, that's what I kind of feel like it was a little bit.
I see.
So that was frustrating. And it was just like, not really any good twists, turns, quirky stuff. It was just pretty straightforward. And I feel like it would just felt kind of bland to me.
Okay.
I liked the agoraphobia part. I thought that was really interesting. And that's about all that I was like super invested in, frankly.
Yeah, so I don't disagree. the attack itself was brutal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I've seen 25 seasons of this show and seen some like heinous crimes.
Yeah.
as one does on this show, but this attack felt like brutal. And I guess that's applause to the direction, because I like struggled. I have the guys, I don't have my setup, so pardon me while
we're gonna be on our phones on a little my bit phone. With our notes.
Yeah. So this episode was directed by Norberto Barba. Oh, Barba's amazing. And this episode was written by Kathy Dobby and Candace Sanchez McFarlane. The attack was brutal. It was really hard to watch. And then I agree with you. The agoraphobia was the most interesting part of the episode. And then I would say like kind of barely played a part. And I think that to jump way ahead, all I could think of when Benson first tells Carisi that like the girl has agoraphobia and can't come in, and he's like, how is she going to testify? All I could think was like, does he not know about the ADA and like accommodations? And did he not live through the pandemic and Zoom?
Yeah, and that's like, a good point.
There's absolutely no reason that someone with agoraphobia can't testify from the privacy of our own home. Also, to go to the lineup, like I do understand they did the lineup, but why not pictures? Like, mm-hmm. which again, you know, if there's a reason, explain it to us, especially yeah. when you introduce someone who's super agoraphobic.
Agreed. That's a good point. Also, listen, I know there's not always, and I might have missed this because like I said, I was kind of bored a lot of this episode. And I feel like I kind of zoned out because it was like information I already knew a lot of times. But did we ever get the like reason why she was so agoraphobic?
Oh no.
And that's the thing. And
oh, because the world is scary and
like
bad.
And I get that. And here's the thing: mental health, like there doesn't have to be a certain reason for anxiety, depression, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for agoraphobia. However, she had such a strong reaction, and this is skipping ahead too, but she had such a strong reaction of like, I want him to look at me. I want him to blah, blah, blah. Like, I guess in my mind, I just figured that she had been attacked too.
Sure.
Maybe by someone who was like similar to this or in a similar manner. And I feel like it felt like a very unclosed sort of loop that we never got why she had that strong of reaction. Was it just because she now was like fired up and wanted justice? I don't buy that. I feel like it all should relate. Maybe not in real life, but this is fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you are allowed to write reasons.
Right.
You know?
I totally agree with you. I also think it's interesting that like her agoraphobia all of a sudden was solved. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like, I get that she struggled and they made the squad room like comfortable for her. And I appreciated that. And I like that she struggled with it. But then to have that intense change where she's like, I want him to see me. I was like, oh, so agoraphobia is solved real quick. 5 years she didn't leave the house.
Yeah.
But like that in one day.
Yeah, it was all very strange how it unfolded. And I feel like they just could have given us a little bit more in a lot of those areas to make it more specific. Because it felt, I think maybe my issue is this, is it felt like a very generic episode.
Sure.
Like there wasn't a lot of like, oh, this is interesting. We haven't really dealt with that. Or like this person has characteristics that are like very, you know, we haven't seen that a lot before. And so I do kind of feel like it just felt okay. It's a hate crime. Like, and like, it's sad. It sucks, but it's not as interesting to watch as if you, you know, get very specific and dig into like,
right.
you know, elements of it. Like
we have people in the chat talking and I can't highlight your things because the computer's over there. So Deanna says this episode seemed very short. It's funny that you say that because I was like, why is it still going? Alexa says, I don't know how I feel about this episode. Some nice visual setups. Visuals, let's talk about that wall in her home.
Yeah, that's cool.
Holy crap, it was beautiful.
Yeah, that was cool.
I love that. And Alexa also asked, how did she get over it so easily? Yeah, 5 years she didn't leave the house, but like that.
It reminds me of that like meme or tweet, I guess a meme from Twitter, where it was like Justin Bieber or some other like pop star, and it's like, no, don't be like anxious, don't be depressed, like just be happy, just choose to be
yeah.
And it's like, bro, like I can't just do that. And that's kind of what this episode felt like. Just choose to not be agoraphobic.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Deanna says, I actually wanted to buy that apartment. I just want the like artwork. Is okay. Producers and creators of SVU, who I sure watch our podcast or listen to it, is there a just picture of the wall with the artwork and the like sky doorway? Does that exist so that we can either recreate it ourselves or make it a background on our computer? Or
yeah,
is that a thing? Everyone's agreeing it was so cute.
I like it when they do pull art elements into it, like the She Paints for Vengeance or whatever.
That episode
has some really cool art too. And so props to the prop department and set design people and everyone who has a hand in creating that, because it definitely, that I feel like does make it like, does set it apart and makes it really cool. Because I feel like you learn a lot about her personality by looking at that too, which is
totally
really cool. Okay,
let's take it back to the beginning, to the them walking through the village. First of all, the idea that there is that it's easy to find the bar with Broadway show tunes.
Yeah.
In New York? No.
No.
That's a lot of places. Also, and I have this, I have three women who live in New York confirming for me that Sundress Day is not a thing. I've just been given, there is a thing called, this is a text that just came in while we've been recording.
We're doing real recording here.
There is a thing called Sexy Spring, which is an unofficial holiday all over the city. First warm day where everyone dresses sluttier. It's usually the first week of May. I've seen people talk about it on TikTok. So it's known at least. You are the best. She just saved our lives here.
Good
on
to
the
know, but
thank I you, Devin.
The first day of spring already happened. Is in March,
right? I think it's the first day of like,
isn't it
feeling spring?
Isn't it, oh, okay. So I was like, isn't it like, isn't it snowing in New York right now? Like,
I don't know. But today. I will say this: I think so. I know for a fact that in Santa Cruz, California, on the first rain of the year. For like the school year, I believe UC Santa Cruz has a naked run. And so on the first rain, the entire student body gets naked and runs through the campus. It's like a very well-known tradition.
Couldn't be me.
When I heard about Sundress Day, I was like, oh, it's they just stole the idea from the first rain in Santa Cruz, which honestly, better.
Well, yes.
Okay, let's go back to the bar, because this is something we talked about.
Yeah.
So the person who was singing in the bar, I'm going to give this actor a shout out and point out something that I feel is disappointing in this episode. So Sasha Giesling played the West Village Angel, and Sasha uses they, them pronouns. So I understand for Javier to misgender them, but to not have Mateo, who explained how great New York is and how, like, you know, everyone respects everyone, is so polite, to not be like, you don't know them.
Yeah. To not address that at all.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Especially because, like, as the episode continued, when Javier was lying on the ground and we saw the, like, angel and I saw the hair, I thought it was the girl from the window because of the, like, length of hair.
Yeah.
So for him to then continue to assume that it was that person and then assume their gender felt, although to be fair, like, I assume that he didn't know to use they, them pronouns,
of course,
or like, wouldn't have thought of that. But it just, anyway, it seemed odd.
Yeah, because we've, not well, but we've had trans people on the show before in cases revolving that. And even just people, like witnesses.
We've totally had trans people. We've never had...
non-binary person?
I don't think there's been anyone who uses they, them pronouns.
That's true, actually. Was there not? I feel like maybe there was, like, one person who was... I'm, like, trying to remember the storyline. I feel like it was on, like, a boardwalk or dock or something. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
I can't remember how to describe it correctly, but you might be right, honestly.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, maybe there was, but, you know, this would have been a great opportunity. I will also say this. I found it very funny that the whole first... chunk of the episode, like the first chunk before the attack happens, you have Mateo going on and on and on about how great New York is and how great New York is, and then when they decide to tell us that the the car had Jersey plates, I went, that makes sense.
Yeah, because
Jersey's terrible, but New York,
so much beef between them always.
So funny. Deanna says, I mean, he probably had a concussion, so he might
That's
not
a
know.
Good point.
That
actually.
Is a good point. But again, not to harp on this, especially for somebody who it seems to have this idea of gender norms, to then see an angel with long hair, it seems odd that his assumption wouldn't be that it was even a woman.
Mm, yeah.
Shall I give some actor shout outs?
Yes.
Okay. So Mateo was played by Sebastian Barba. Interesting.
are you related? Are you a Nepo baby, Sebastian? Which fine, because you did
good. You did great. You
proved yourself, but
oh my god, when they hug in the precinct and he starts crying on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Javier was played by Martin Martinez, also an incredible performance. Yeah. And amazing performance as well, played by Caitlin. Oh, Caitlin, I'm gonna butcher that last name. What's that last name? You do it.
Houlihan?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Amazing performances. Jordan was played by Renee Moran. Zach was Daniel Sovich, and Mo was Colin Linville. Our new commissioner, this very annoying man.
Oh my god! Are we doing this again?
Played by Robert Newman.
We just got rid of someone just like you. I don't want to see it again. Enough. Oh my god.
Let's see my notes. What did I want to talk about? not much. The thing that at the end of the episode, Benson talking to Javier, and she's like giving him all this like words of wisdom and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was intentional, but it very much felt like he was like, the fuck are you talking?
Yeah, he was not feeling it. And I kind of wasn't either, honestly.
Oh, for sure. It sounded real, like, stupid.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that you also saw that he was not feeling it.
He's like, okay, can I go now?
The AC just turned on if you just heard a loud noise. Deanna says the commissioner cycle continues. Oh, joy.
I'm so sick of it.
This episode bummed me out.
Yeah.
I mean, not just like the crime, but like in general for our team. Bruno lost his shit, which like it's understandable, right? His behavior was understandable as a viewer. But when he says to Ben's like, sorry, and she's like, it's okay. I was like, no, it's not.
All right. Yeah.
Any thoughts or should we just go to lines? Because this episode.
Let me look at my notes.
Both of us on our phones. I feel like a jackass.
Well, listen, we're
making do.
Oh, I did. Well, I liked it. And also I was like, this feels not correct.
Okay.
But when they were trying to get Anne to open her door, they're like, you have packages out here. And like, that's how they're kind of like, they're like, that's how we figured out your name. And then she's like, can you just slip them through the door? And they're like, well, you keep a little string on it. We can't fit the packages in there. So I was like, that's kind of a shitty thing to do, but it's also kind of smart. So I did like that aspect because it was, you know, we were using our resources. We were thinking fast on the fly, sure. Which I was like.
But in that exact moment, Finn was like, I'll go. And the woman clearly was like, or no, when he was like, come to the precinct. I was like, this woman didn't want to even open the door.
Yeah,
you think
real.
She's going to come to the precinct? And then he was like, well, I should come in. She clearly is not comfortable with a man.
Right.
Finn, 25 years.
Yeah. But I just thought that was like interesting exchange. Mm-hmm. And then I think that might've been it that I like really wanted to talk about. The other stuff we can save for other segments.
Okay. So best lines. Best lines. I'm not pushing the button. It's over there. Best lines.
I'm like, where's your time?
Yeah, it's over here. I have two.
Okay.
Okay. One is, I'm an artist. Do you think I'm afraid of a few sparkles? I love that.
That was good.
I love that.
Yeah. King.
And then it was the homeless guy. He says, no offense, I'm not good with police either.
Oh, I loved that too.
Yes. Those are mine.
Okay, New York is freezing, and I'm not just talking about the temperature. first day of spring, every woman in New York wears a sundress. My note next one says question mark, which we've debunked. it's gonna be a long night. Remind me when the last short one was. Feel that, besties. I had the I'm not good with police either. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
When they were trying to get I forget which if it was Zach or Mo or whatever, but
that's because Zach and Mo were the same
people. Or maybe it was Jordan, I don't even know. They were all a little trio, but when they go and try to talk to him, And mom's like, it was the mom, right?
Oh, the mom.
And she was like, yeah. And she's like, he went out for pizzas. Yeah. And they were like, must have been some good pizza. We'd love to talk to him about it. I thought that was fun.
I loved that mom. Oh, yeah. I mean, actor shout outs for the mom. Hold on. Okay. So the mom was played by, that can't be right. Looks so young. Marsha Hobson.
That's why I was like, was it the mom? Like, was it the girlfriend? Because she did look really young.
She's so young.
She's gorgeous.
She's hot.
Slay.
Sorry. Fuck this. Shall we go off the rails? What were we saying? Oh, the mom. So good. Her, clearly she's fed up with her fucking kid.
She's kind of trying to protect him.
Yeah, but she's like, this fucking kid.
Yeah. Relatable content.
Is it?
Well, if I had a kid, I sure it would be.
Oh man.
I feel that way about people who are my own kids. And then finally I liked, that's too bad I want him to see me or see it when she's
Line up.
Which I was like, I don't really feel like you guys earned that line, but I did like it.
It definitely didn't. Also, and this is like a very, very minor note, when Benson is explaining to her like what's gonna happen, and then she says that like they can see it and whatever. I would have liked to have like her go into there to see the mirror and then come back out. And then even still at the end to be like, you sure he can't see me? Totally reasonable.
Yeah.
But I would have liked, I mean, I would have thought that they would have done that for her, you know?
Right, right.
That's, if I were Benson, that's what I would have done. I would have been like, see, like you can see it yourself, because hearing something and seeing it is totally different. Mm-hmm. Okay. So those are best lines. Last I checked, there were no new reviews on iTunes, but there is some news. I don't know if anyone saw this. It happened on Thursday. Law & Order SVU and The Mothership have both been renewed. So we're going to get a season 26.
Yes.
And in that news, Organized Crime has not yet been renewed. So not canceled, but has not yet been renewed.
They're on the fence about it.
And as a reminder, I've given up on watching that. Kragen was in this episode again, was in another episode. Okay. I know this because I watch SVU on, I have cable TV.
Yeah.
And so I get to see the commercials. So he was in the episode. I did not watch it because I cannot sit through that anymore. And I'm sorry.
Did our correspondent watch it? Our new correspondent?
Yeah. If you are watching Organized Crime and something happens there that we need to know, please let us know. I'm only sitting through it if it's a crossover and I have to.
That's fair enough.
Thank you. And then we don't have any new reviews on iTunes, but we did get a comment on our video last week.
Oh my God.
That I loved so much. And the comment was, Yell is a menace.
It was my ghost account.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Should I find that comment and give us credit?
Sure.
Yes. Let's give that person credit.
You should.
And then I'm so excited for shower thoughts.
Want you to know that I actually just thought of new shower thoughts too. So
really?
It's a long segment. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. How exciting. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Oh man, this is going to take me a minute. You talk.
Okay. I get put on the spot and I get all frazzled and
I'm such like a menace. It. But this person deserves this. They deserve to be
deserve a shout out.
A shout out. Yeah. Okay.
This is great. You're struggling.
I'm struggling. I'm so sorry, friends.
Rip.
Oh shit. Okay. Okay. It came from CEO Thon.
Thank you, CEO Thon.
Thank you, CEO Thon. I am a menace.
Yes, we established evidence is every week that we do this show.
Yeah. Alexa says Stabler is no longer suspended. Kragen helped him get his shield back.
Thank you, Alexa.
Alexa.
Our correspondent. Now to Alexa for organized crime news.
Alexa is not only our correspondent, but also is like spreading the word of our podcast. Yes. Shared it with her sister.
Our marketing team, our research team, our intern, Alexa. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Dion asked why he was suspended. Because he's a bad cop. Because
he probably should honestly not ever work again, unfortunately.
That show. All right. Okay. Shower thoughts.
Yes.
For our friends who listen in the shower, I thought about this a lot during this episode.
Yeah.
In that Javier loses a testicle. And there's a whole bunch of everyone stressing about it. And yes, I'm sure it was very painful and I'm sure that really sucks. But you can, as a person with a penis and testicles, like you can continue to have a full and thorough life, sex life, have children with just one testicle.
And you know how I know that? The movie Private Life, which is one of my favorite movies. You guys should all watch it. But the Paul Giamatti has one testicle in that movie.
That's how you know that?
Because it's part of the plot of movie.
I know that because when I was in high school, a very good family friend ended up having testicular cancer and they had to remove a testicle. And so learned all about how did not stop him in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So while, yes, it sucks, it is not a hindrance. And I will say, if we have any male listeners, we have male listeners, right?
I mean, we should. Have
listeners who have a penis and testicle or testicles. I will say this, losing one and or getting a vasectomy does not make you any less of a man.
Period.
Those are my shower thoughts. What are your shower thoughts?
My shower thoughts. Well, I ranted. These are not calm shower thoughts, unfortunately.
Oh, no, then stay back.
Well, I ranted to Yell about this yesterday. And I need to know why every hotel's shower is chaotic and stupidly designed now. Because either some of them have no doors, which I don't, or curtain. Like, there's no barrier between you and, like, the outside floor. So everything gets soaked. And that pisses me off because I have to put towels down.
Or your shower thoughts are literally about the shower.
Yes, they are. I felt it was appropriate. Or they have, like, six different doors. And they slide every which way. And it's very confusing. The handles are often very complex. Sometimes they're in like the middle of the room and they're see-through and you're like with your parents or like a coworker and you're like, what are we doing here? Or they're in their own little closet where no light gets in. It literally feels like you're showering in a closet. So I would just like to pose the question of people who design hotels, if any of you guys are listening, what the fuck is going on with that? And can we stop it? Can we change it back? Because I don't like this epidemic that's going on with hotel showers. That's my shower thoughts, and I took that so literally and so personally.
Oh man, this is amazing. People are loving your shower thoughts.
Thank you. But everyone is agreeing, hopefully. They're so complicated.
I will say, as someone who's been staying in a lot of hotels recently, yes,
yeah,
I don't know what happened that all of a sudden like hotel and motel showers in these places have gone
so off the rails for no reason.
Those are our shower thoughts. Thank you for those who listened in the shower.
Thank you.
What did we learn? Okay, I have two things I learned.
You can go.
All right, so the first one was that sundress day is a myth.
Yeah.
an interesting idea. I have three women living in New York who all confirm not a thing. Also, this entire episode was called Third Man Syndrome,
yeah,
which is an interesting concept. It's mentioned once,
mm-hmm,
and they named the entire episode after it.
Yeah, I think that could have been a bigger part of it too. Be like, we have to find this guy or whatever, this witness.
Yeah,
and it turns out they don't exist, which I think would have been cool. But there are like, I felt like there was such a false sense of urgency at the end of like, we can't find him. It's like, when did you look? Like, I don't remember you guys like looking very hard for this dude. Like, I don't know.
It's so funny. So as anyone who's been with us before knows, I tend to watch this with my roommate. And Tari said, he pointed out that, and this is the second time that like he pointed out, it's like someone in the writer's room learned some concept,
yeah,
like third man syndrome, and was like, how do we just weave this into an episode? Or like a previous episode, I think it was Carnival, nope, Carousel, where again, the title had nothing, did not make sense to us, right?
Right.
Carousel.
There's a couple of those where you're like, what?
Yeah, but also that one had two instances of two different people. It was Bruno again and Curry bringing up that like brains don't fully develop until later.
Mm.
It like really feels like someone in the writers are like, learned a fact and was like, how do we put this fact into this episode? Yeah,
which is fine, but if you integrate it properly, you know? Like, I like to learn new stuff like that, but you gotta, like, actually embed it in rather than just mentioning it all willy-nilly.
And especially just have Bruno throwing it out. That's not... I mean, I love Bruno. I love his quips.
Yeah.
I don't know that I go to Bruno... To have Bruno not only be the humor and the quips, and then also the, like, fun facts, and then also lose his shit this episode.
Right. You're doing too much.
He's doing too much, especially because at the end of the episode, when he was like, you know, it's a win until the next one, that was, it feels like he's on his, like, depression spiral and is going to be leaving us soon. Is that where we're headed with that? But also Sykes' behavior to that. What was the smile after? Like, that was weird.
Yeah.
Alexa in the chat has her "What did she learn?" which is agoraphobia. It's easy to get over, apparently.
I guess so.
I love that. Oh, Deanna said they should have called it "What happened on Blank Street." Yeah, there was there was an episode with a similar title that was like.
What happens in Chinatown?
No, it was it's like Chinatown counselor.
Counselor is Chinatown.
That one's so funny. Totally agree. The title was weird. But also, like, this third man syndrome is an interesting concept. Yeah. Did not play into anything. I mean, that character didn't even get, like, a name. We didn't even really find them.
Yeah. It's odd, but... I guess I can do what I learned.
Yes.
Which I, third man syndrome for sure, learned what that was. And also challenge coin. I had never heard that term before.
Yeah.
The challenge coin that she notices when she walks in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I had to look it up. Small coin or medallion bearing an organization's insignia or emblem and carried by the organization's members. I never heard it called a challenge coin
before. Is that like the thing in the Navy?
I think so.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So there's like a thing in the Navy, from what I understand, from NCIS, let's be honest. That's where I learned it. That if you have the highest rank, you don't buy drinks, or you do buy drinks or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know that part. I just know it was like
a thing that they have.
But yeah, but I was like, I've never heard that. I was like, is it like for flipping a coin? You know what I mean?
No.
A challenge coin makes me think it's like too... I don't know. Do like heads or tails or something.
I think I haven't watched NCIS in a long ass time. But back when I did, I think that was like a thing where whoever had the like highest rank got something or didn't either bought the drinks or didn't buy the drinks. Some bullshit.
Gotcha.
Like that.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting. I was like, challenge coin. I've never heard that, so I had to Google that because I didn't know what they were talking about.
I like that you Googled challenge coin. I looked up sundress day. And we just are going to accept that third man syndrome is a thing.
I believe it is. That's a weird thing to make up.
Yeah, but that's fair.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like that we have decided to just accept that.
And that felt real. That felt like a psychological.
So funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, what's else in my notes? Air just turned on again. It's so fucking loud.
It's be loud in here.
Okay. Here's what I want you all to know. We would return to our regular time, or we will return to our regular time, I believe, when the show comes back. There's not a new episode until April 11th.
That's my birthday.
Her birthday.
You guys know.
So join us to celebrate her birthday. But also... that episode's directed by Mariska.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah. So hopefully we're not going to shit on the directing.
We would never do that.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what she does.
See if she's any good.
Maybe we should rewatch. No, I'm not going to give us homework. I was like, we should rewatch the King of the Moon.
Oh, that episode was good. King of the Moon! I remember knowing that episode was
good. But she directed that.
I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah. So we're not going to be back next week, which... Honestly, friends, I'm traveling so much that we were going to have to move the show anyway, and I felt like such an asshole, and so I'm so lucky that the show went on hiatus for me. I feel
just
honored.
For you.
Just for me. This has been fun. You know, I thought it would be much more of a shit show.
Yeah, us in the same room, it's chaotic recipe for sure, but we kept it mostly. Last week was way worse.
Last week was way worse, but I think the issue is that we didn't enjoy this episode.
Yeah, it's more fun when we really like it or like really hate it.
Yes.
And this one was kind of just in the middle, and so that's not as, like, either we rip into it or we have a lot of stuff to point out that we like, and it's like hard when it's just kind of eh.
I really liked last week. And I still nitpicked because I'm me.
Well, yeah, but that's like a fun element. But
I'm Carrie with the scrunchie.
Oh my god, we watched Sex and the City last night.
She had never seen the scrunchie episode.
I'd never seen the scrunchie episode. I also never seen the Post-it episode, which I really am so glad I now have the cultural references for. I can't do this. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. So maybe we'll do a Sex and the City podcast.
No, we will definitely not.
Not gonna get
it's just gonna be us shitting on how offensive and outdated and sexist and homophobic it is.
Yeah, but still a fun watch, can't lie.
I guess I'll pose this question. Is Taylor a Miranda or a Carrie? And we're talking Sex and the City, not the new show, because that's easy.
Miranda.
Yeah. Or,
well, I don't know. Don't ever say that to me. That's the rudest thing you could have ever said to me.
I've never said
that. How literally dare you?
Sorry, that's not true. Like, I saw the first episode.
What's wrong with you? I feel that I have elements of both, but what is my predominant one? I do think it's Miranda, but tell me if you disagree with that.
Alexa in the chat says you're a Carrie.
Okay, that's so interesting. I'm not mad about that.
Deanna says, would you recommend Sex in the City? No.
I mean, yeah, but well, know that it has limitations. Like, here's the thing, SVU, we recommend, though it is just propaganda.
Yes.
Like, in Sex and the City, like, it has its issues, but it's a fun watch.
I will say it's enjoyable. As long as you, like, put into context the time period, it's really, really outdated.
Yeah.
But you know, you'll understand a lot of references.
Yeah.
I wasn't born when it came. Okay. What the fuck?
What year did it come out?
I don't know, but you both made me feel
the
very 90s, old.
I'm sure.
You shut your mouth.
Actually, I'm looking this up. Oh, actually, maybe I was born. That was a bold claim. I actually might have been born because it depends on when in the 90s.
I feel so old right now and I do not like it.
Oh, I was two.
Fuck,
I was thinking of X-Files, because we were talking about X-Files yesterday, and X-Files was not on when I came out. Or when I...
Tell your mother you just said that.
It wasn't there when I came out and was born, nor when I came out as a lesbian. Neither of those things have happened when X-Files was on. Okay, anyway, listen, in this...
That's fair. Taylor, while we're on hiatus, and people want to wish you a happy birthday, where can they find you on the internet?
You can still do that on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne. You can also do it on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_ if you so desire.
Amazing. I am on Instagram at @YellTygiel. That is YaelTygiel. And if you want to know about my very, very problematic reading addiction to smut, you can check out my Bookstagram account. It is @goodlittlelibrarymouse. I don't need to spell those words.
Hopefully not.
Although if you don't know how to spell those, then maybe don't start reading smut. Start reading like easier books.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to spell the words, but I was really bad at spelling these and I don't want to embarrass myself. I get tripped up with library.
That's fair. Alexa says, I'm sure I'm older than both you ladies. I actually don't think that is true, but it might be. But I don't think it's true, but thank you. Because now I feel better.
What year did you come out?
I came out in high school.
Well, so. There you go.
Oh, no. I mean, I like officially came out in high school, but like I came out to a lot of people.
The closet was glass.
The closet was glass. Perfect. Okay, I'm going to end this. And now everyone's going to, all right, well, let me just, bye everybody. Fuck, where's the button?
Lost my cards.